A process called integrated gasification combined cycle, or IGCC, is gaining favor in environmental circles. That's because many pollutants can be taken out of the gas before burning, instead of waiting to try to capture them after the coal goes through a boiler. A few years ago, the Public Service Commission rejected IGCC for part of the new We Energies plant at Oak Creek. But last year, the Doyle administration told the DNR and PSC to take a closer look at the technology. A draft report from the agencies lists many of the environmental and economic pluses and minuses of having an IGCC plant. PSC Commissioner Mark Meyer says one potential weak spot for Wisconsin is where in the ground to put the carbon that comes out of the gas.
Geologically, Wisconsin is not really well-suited. We don't have the geological formations that other states do to actually pump the carbon into the ground for storage.
Meyer also says it appears that without tougher national controls making carbon dioxide releases more expensive, IGCC costs at least $5 more per megawatt hour than does conventional coal technology. But Meyer says the good news for IGCC is that more CO2 regulation may be coming.
That out of Washington, we're going to have some kind of limits on carbon emissions, whether that be a carbon tax or some other kind of limits. If that is the case, IGCC does look more promising than some of the super pulverized coal processes that we have.
But other states are already going ahead. Two other IGCC plants exist in the U.S., and Minnesota has mandated that an IGCC plant be built in the Iron Range. Meyer says it's possible a consortium of Wisconsin utilities could get together and share some of the higher upfront costs of such a plant here. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.